DJ Benny James. Welcome to the podcast. Show number 109. And I'm going to call it Secret Soul. And the reason I'm calling it Secret Soul is because I'm recording this out of this beautiful little barbershop called The Best Kept Secrets, right here in Collingswood, New Jersey. And I have my man right here, Mr. Jeff Money. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Man, look at you, Mr. Smooth in the house. Thank you for having me, first and foremost.
Man, you're always welcome.
And I got to tell you, man, this experience at this barbershop is something different for me. I don't know what it is, but the first time I stepped in and your energy, your clients that come here, the music that you play, the way you cut hair, just something about your energy is different. So I want to go into all of that and talk about all of that, because I know something really special going on here, and I want to capture that and let everybody know. But thank you for joining me, everybody. Thank you for pressing play. So we're going to get straight into the interview, and we're going to play some music. I asked you to choose some music for us today as well.
Right.
And you chose four songs that you absolutely love, and we'll talk about why you chose them. And also, we're going to play a song that you actually created yourself for your wifey.
Marlo.
So we're going to play those as well. And it's funny because three of those four songs that you chose by artists are some of my absolute favorite songs, right, as well. We have very similar taste in music, you know that, right?
Yeah, I see.
So let's get into the name real quick. Why did you call this place The Best Kept Secret?
It started a long time ago. I used to go to this strip club after the barbershop I worked at. And there was a cook in the kitchen. His name was Peter Tootin. His brother was in a band called the Ebonies. He would fry chick in the kitchen, and he was the DJ. And when he would come out and introduce himself in the bar we were in, he would call it, "This is Camden's Best Kept Secret." And I was like 18, 19, and it always stuck with me.
Oh, okay, okay. So that's why you chose that name for this place.
Yeah, it was so amazing, yeah.
Okay. I got a little drink on the side here, so I want to just say cheers to you, my man.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Let's have a little sip.
Salud.
So did you grow up in this area?
I grew up in a town called Woodbury, New Jersey. It's south.
Oh, South Jersey. Okay.
A little country town.
So what brought you to Collingswood, and why did you decide to start a business here?
I was working around the corner in a town called Haddon Township. I worked there for a year, had a good following. But when I went to work at the other barbershop, I told him I was going to have my own soon. So it was just a precursor to this. This was going to happen regardless.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you've been cutting hair for what, 30 years? I saw you on something on Facebook where you got an award because you've been cutting hair for so long.
Yeah, I've been cutting since 1988. I'm a barber because my mom was a barber. Yeah. There was five boys and a single mom, and she made sure that the barber shop wasn't going to be where she hung out at, that she was going to cut our hair and save some money.
Right.
Yeah.
That is very, very cool. So you got lots of different options to do in life, and obviously your mom inspired you, but was barber, that was what you really wanted to do?
Yeah, and I don't know how it took hold of me, but I just, as a young guy, would ride past barber shops and just, I don't know, I just would look at them and wish I could work at that barber shop. I wasn't even a barber yet. I just loved that fraternity.
Yeah.
Love it.
There is something about it, especially with a group of guys in a shop, and they're all talking, and the music's going, and some laughter going on. And But I want to get straight into one of your songs, because I absolutely love this song. It's called On the Ocean, Cajon.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this one? This is one of my faves, man, for years. Why did you choose this one?
I don't know. The first time I heard it, man, it just touched my soul. And it made me cry because I seen the video first. I didn't hear the song. I saw the video. And just the story was beautiful. Kind of resembled mine.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more after this song. Kajon, On the Ocean.
Moment I've been waiting on, and my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations, full of desires. Oh, I just want it so bad, you know.
Oh, baby,
and it just seems so real. It's right there. Just wanna reach out and touch it for what all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels alive. My ship has gone and sailed away, but I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. Won't be too long. Now the tide is coming in, I see the waves flowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in, just past the horizon and right where the sky ends. It's out there on the ocean, I know my ship is coming in, so don't leave me hanging. Been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas.
I will even go.
I will even go wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. It's just enough for you to come around. Now
the tide is coming in, I see the waves flowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in,
coming
just past the horizon and right where the sky ends.
Out there on the ocean, I know my ship is coming in, so don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. Yeah.
What an absolutely amazing song, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely splendid. And you were saying that you cried to that song.
Yeah, man. I had some lows in my life, and coming back from that stuff, my ship has finally come, man.
Yeah. I noticed that, you know, when you're watching videos of your kids, you know, and you're listening to certain songs, you're a very sensitive person, man.
Yeah.
You're a very sensitive person. Even when you're watching a video of the one that you sung for your wife, you know, you get very tearful. So you're just a really emotional guy, and
yeah.
You're not afraid to show that. And that's really cool, man, because a lot of guys, they don't want to show that.
It comes with age.
It comes with age, right?
Yeah, it does.
So I know you're a super proud father, man.
Yes.
What does it mean to you to be a dad?
I just wish I could have been a better dad. Like, I always strive to be the best and do the best. But I work so hard, I wish I could have been there more. But I'm a magnificent grandfather. My kids love me, I love them. And we're all good.
So it's just the time factor. You wish you would have been able to just be more present time-wise.
Yeah.
Because you were so busy working.
Yeah.
But I see you, man. You make such an impact on this community. I'm not just saying that. I mean, I see you when I see you just for the short time I see you. Maybe we'll go outside and just talk outside the shop for a little while. And literally every other car that goes past, people are waving at you. Everybody knows you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing. And just like I said, it goes back to the energy. Why is it so important for you? Literally, it seems like you're a pillar in the community. For me, when I see people, they just love on you.
Yeah.
Is that really important to you?
I don't know. I don't do it for that. I just love people, and I guess it just shows, and it comes back to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And I noticed with the shop, like I said, when I came in, it was hilarious, because when I first came in, I had my leather jacket on and everything, and you and your friend were like, "Hi, he's got to be a policeman. Like, what's he doing in here?"
Yeah, it scared us.
But as soon as you knew that I wasn't, you know, just that, like I said, that love again. And I've seen a lot of photos that you post on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. White, black, young, old, doesn't matter who comes in here. Everybody's welcome.
Right.
And I think that's so important in this day and age, you know, with this, what is racism and prejudice and stuff, you know. So what's your viewpoint on that?
I don't know. I love when people, man, I don't judge. You could be the richest person on the planet. You can be the poorest. I'm going to show you the same love.
There you go.
It is.
I love it. All right, we're going to play another one of your songs now. Another one of my favorites that never gets played on the radio. Heaven Can Wait, Michael Jackson. Why did you choose that one?
The song kind of fell under the radar. And when I started cutting hair again, they played it. And I kept saying, play it again, play it again. I just fell in love with it.
Yeah. But it is an underrated song, and it doesn't get played enough. So let's play it right here. Heaven Can Wait, Michael Jackson.
Me
rest in internal paradise, Michael Jackson, man. He was a king of pop for a reason, man. He was like just an amazing performer. Everything about him, man. Dancer, wow. Man, I miss Michael. So, Jeff Money. Is that your real name? Is that your real
name?
Yes,
man, that's my real name.
Are you serious? Money's your real name?
Jeff Money, yeah.
That is too dope.
Come from a long line of Monies.
Okay. And the cool thing is, just a few, the handful of people that I've spoken to that I've met here, they say that you're an inspiration for them because you try to help them reach their goals, reach their dreams, and make money and be self-sufficient. That's obviously really important to you and your community. Can you talk about being an inspiration for others? I know you're a humble man, and I know that you're uncomfortable talking about stuff, but it is important for other people. And anybody that's listening that might want to start up their own business or feel comfortable with success and stuff like that. I mean, you got a successful business here. And
well, I really put in a lot of hard work. When I moved to a community, when I moved to this community in particular, I don't have a lot of friends in this town. I don't know a lot of people in this town. So I had to get out and introduce myself, and I did that. And by way of going out to dinner to some of the restaurants in town, meeting the chefs, the owners, and just speaking and just being who I am, before you know it, we're friends.
Right.
And the youth in the community, I'm always going to look out for them. I cut the whole football team's hair the other day, all the wide receivers, and it was amazing.
Yeah. I see kids walking by here. They're real little kids, from 6, 7 up, and they're waving at you, you know, and they're probably looking in the store thinking the same thing you did when you were younger. Yeah, you know, I wish I could work in there.
Yeah.
You know, and you say that some kids come in here and you give them a few dollars to sweep up their hair or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important for you, I think, to be an aspiration for the youth and to set a good example. You know, I come into this barbershop, there's no cursing.
Right.
There's no explicit stuff going on.
No.
You know, it's very grown folks in here.
Right.
Right. Is that, obviously, that's by design, that's on purpose.
It's just who I am, and my shop's going to reflect who I am. I think any barbershop you go to is going to reflect the owner.
Yeah.
So this is who I am. So,
right.
And when my clients come in, they say, Jeff, this is you.
Yeah.
And they're happy for me. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it. It's a real intimate space as well. I love it. And you play all the music that I love on your big screen here, so I love it. Tell everybody, if they're in the area, if they're in the Collingswood area, in New Jersey, how can they actually get a cut with you? Because you do amazing haircuts. How can they get a cut with you?
Well, I have this app that you can download called the Cut app. And you just put my name in, and you can, my prices, my schedule, everything will come up, and you can make an appointment at your leisure. It's very convenient for you and me.
Right there on the app.
Yes.
Okay, and where's the address if they would just want to swing by and see if you're available?
614 Collings Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08109.
And it's just down the road from the high school, if anybody knows that, as a landmark.
School,
yeah, just down the road. Okay. All right, we're going to get to another one of your songs, but I have a question about this one.
Which one?
It's a Chuck Brown one that you chose, Moody's Mood for Love. Now, you're in Collingswood, we're in New Jersey, but you chose a DC track. Why are you choosing a DC track?
Well, I love George Benson's rendition.
Okay.
That's the first, when I first heard it, I loved it. But then I went to college in Kaiser, West Virginia. Went to go play football down there.
Okay.
But it was a lot of dudes from DC. First time I was exposed to go-go music.
Yeah.
But when I heard Chuck Brown sing it, I just loved his delivery and how he set it up.
Right. Okay. I couldn't find the studio recording of this. All I could ever find was the live version. So I'm going to play the live version.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, and we'll go with that. Chuck Brown, Moody's Mood for Love.
There I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul that's not my control. Such a funny thing, but every time I'm near you, I never can behave. You can be smiling and wrapped up in your magic music all around me. Music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turn me a slave.
He's a legend, man.
And baby, I want you to come and do with me all the things that you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane? I do. I
up above us in the clear blue sky. I won't worry about you, just gonna live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, you never wonder why I'm in the feeling in the mood for love. Don't tell me why we stop to think about this weather, my dear. These little dreams might fade away. Everyone we're talking out. Maybe won't you come along? Not too hard together.
Chuck Brown. Like I was telling you, man, it was funny because when I moved to the US, first time I heard Chuck Brown, never heard Chuck Brown before I moved to the US. And the whole go-go music, man, it doesn't get played in the UK, so this was a new experience for me, man. So very, very cool.
Can't keep your legs still though, right?
I know, right? So a few more questions and then we're going to play one of the songs that you wrote,
right,
and you sang for your wifey.
Ooh.
Yeah. But first of all, let me talk about your style, man. You're always stylish. Man, you always got a good cologne on. Is it important for you in this community to represent yourself in a certain way? Because you always look good, man. I'm not just saying that. I'm serious, man.
I don't know where it came from, but this is how I've been all my life. When I met my father later on in life. And when I saw him, he was the most beautiful person I've ever seen. You know what I mean? So, and he was cool. He smelled good. And so I guess it's just natural that I'm just like that.
Right. You took after that.
He's a smooth dude.
Yeah. You know? But I think it's important, right? You're running your own business and everything else. I mean, if you look trash, man, it's not a good representation, right?
Exactly.
Of what you're doing. How can people contact you if they want to contact you and find out more about what you're doing, or if they want to ask you questions or anything? What's the best way they can contact you? Can they get you on Instagram?
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram. My Instagram is CJMoney74. That's kind of the best way. I'm so busy. That's kind of the only way I can really.
Yeah.
But I'm going to figure it out.
You are very busy. It's even hard for me to get hold of you sometimes. I have to run up in the shop and say, hey, man, come on now. All right, here's one that I'm not too sure if you're going to be able to answer or not, but we'll go for it. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, when people are in that chair and you're doing the hair, they talk story, right? They talk story with you. You must have heard some crazy things in those 30 years, man. You're almost like a therapist, I'm sure, where you're listening to people and you're talking. So can you share one of those crazy, have you had a crazy story that you can share with us, or that's not going to get anybody in trouble, or you want to talk about in general?
Wow, so
like
many.
Like stories.
There's so many, but one of the weirdest thing I seen, I was cutting hair, and out of nowhere, a grown horse just ran by the barbershop. And
what?
Yeah, so I went out to go try to, I don't know what I thought I could do, but the owner was running behind it with the rope, and he told me to stand in front of the horse and put my hands up. And the horse was running towards me, and I was going to do it, but me and the horse caught eye contact, and he looked at me like, you better not. So I got out his way, and the owner was calling me a punk.
No, you had sense. That's what that was. Okay. And your grand opening is July the 11th.
Right.
Sunday, July the 11th here. We're going to have a little bit of food. We're going to have music. And we're going to be cutting hair, obviously. So we welcome anybody to join us.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a fun day, man. So
yes, I think so, too.
Thank you for letting me be part of that as well, man. I'm going to be spinning some tunes, so thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, man.
Is your colleague going to be here? You're the guy that works with you. What's his name?
His name is Mr. Stanley.
Mr. Stanley.
Mr. Stanley.
Okay, he's going to be here, too?
Yes, he's going to be here, okay, man. He's the best. His hands, I call him blessed hands.
Okay.
Yeah, his hands are different.
Okay.
In this barber game, yo.
All right, before we get onto your song, let me a couple more questions. What's next for you, man? What's next? You're looking to open up different shops, looking to retire early. What's the game in the next 5-10 years?
Well, I'm a retired firefighter from Camden City.
Okay.
So this is my last chapter. I'm going to ride it out, cutting hair. I'm going to try to open a salon or two, Lord willing, and just try to keep my legacy going after I'm gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any regrets?
None. Not one.
Man, he answered that immediately. Didn't even think about that. I love that. And what's the best advice you can give to somebody aspiring to be a business person? What's the best piece of advice you can give them?
I think sometimes you wait for that dream job. I think you go get as many jobs as you can, learn from each one, be a good employee. And then when you become an owner, you'll be the best employee, owner, employee, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just got to go hard, and you gotta get up early. You got to get up at 4 or 5 in the morning and start your day.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me get this next song ready, because obviously this is the one that you wrote, and it's actually available on YouTube if you guys want to go and watch it. Go to CJMoney74 on YouTube, and you'll find out. I think it's the third video down, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your wifey, man, because she seems like your biggest cheerleader, man. She seems amazing. How long ago did you guys meet, and why is she so special, man?
I met her. I was a barber, but I got a job as a truant officer in Camden City Board of Education.
Okay.
And I just used to watch her walk to work, and I didn't want to be a perv, but I used to be like, oh my God, she's beautiful. And then one day I got the courage to say something to her, and that was it.
Yeah. And you've been tight ever since?
Yeah.
So how many years is that? How many years have you been married?
I think 17.
Wow.
I don't count, man. I really don't.
That's okay.
And she's a retired police officer. She's Camden's finest.
Okay. And you wrote this song. It's called Marlowe. That's her name, obviously.
Yes.
And I think you downloaded this beat and you sang over it and you did a little video. It's really sweet, man. And like I said, when you watch this yourself on YouTube, you start tearing up because you really care for this woman. You love this woman, man.
Yes.
So we're going to play it right now. And then, hey, man, halfway through, maybe you can start singing some live for us. We'll
see.
We'll
see what I can do.
Marlowe, she's Marlowe. Hey,
Marlowe, you're the best.
That's her singing.
My birthday. My birthday. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's it.
And that's your nephew doing the rap on there.
His name is Keith Curliano.
Keith Curliano. What's up, Keith Curliano? How you doing, my brother? And what's up, Marlo? How you doing? My wife loves your wife, man.
Thank you.
They're both very, very sweet women.
Thank you, bro.
All right, we're almost done, man. But I got one more question for you, man.
Let's go.
Why do you love what you do so much?
I don't know. I went to a point where I didn't like it. When I retired from the fire department, I didn't want to cut hair anymore. But then I couldn't get a good job. So a friend asked me to come help him open his shop, and I got the love back.
You got the love back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about retiring from DJing once. That lasted about 6 months.
Right.
And then I got the bug again. I'm like, you know what? I got to do this. And also your family and friends, man, they know what your gift is. You know,
right.
Like my wife was like, no, this is what you need to be doing. So,
especially if you're happy, bro.
Yeah, if you're happy.
It's not work.
Yeah, this is my church. This is my church, man. This is where spiritual intake outlet. It's my church. Music to me is everything. So, but I got 11% left on my computer because I forgot my charger.
Right.
Like an idiot. So I'm going to play one more song and then we're going to get out of here. Right. I'm going to surprise you with this one because I know one of your favorite artists, your very favorite artist, is CeeLo Green.
That's right.
And I always try to play you something from CeeLo Green you never heard before.
Right.
And because you like go-go music, DC music, I'm going to play this one for you because it's CeeLo Green and Rare Essence and it's brand new.
Damn.
Hopefully you like this one. See you later, guys. Thank you very much for joining us.
Peace.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Money, thank you. Best kept secret. Track is called Baby Don't Go Go. Love it. CeeLo Green, Rare Essence. Kind of a brand new track. I think it came out a couple weeks ago. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Mr. Jeff Money. Gonna play you a few more tracks before I get out of here. But the track I've been playing in the background during the interview was called The Secret Place. Sorry, A Secret Place by Grover Washington Jr. Playing all these secret soul tracks for you. Because it's the best kept secret right here in Collingswood. This barbershop, man. You have to experience it for yourself. When I got a haircut here, I don't have any hair, right? But he's like, man, I have to fix you up. If you're going to be in my barbershop, I have to fix you up. So he did the whole shebang, man. Did my beard real good. Did a shave on my head. Put a hot towel on my head. Did a massage. Did the whole thing, man. It was, wow. It was an experience. It wasn't a haircut. It was an experience. But let's get back to this music. I'm going to play some Atlantic Star for you. Secret Lovers. Classic.
Secret lovers, yeah, that's But we gotta hang on in there.
sounds of the Glenn Lewis and Amel LaRue from the Barbershop soundtrack. That is What's Come Over Me. Next, we have some India Irie.
Convict Music.
Track is called I Am Not My Hair, featuring Akon, Convict Remix.
I recall a little ways back, small trying to ball, always been black, and my hair I tried it all. I even went flat, had a Gumby curly top and all that crap. Now, just trying to be appreciated. Nappy headed brothers never had no ladies. Then I hit the barbershop real quick, had them give me little twists, and it drove them crazy. Then I couldn't get no job, this corporate wasn't hiring no dreadlocks. Then I thought about my dogs on the block, kinda understand why they chose to steal and rob. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars. I hate to say it, but it seems so flawed, cause success didn't come till I cut it all off.
Little girl with the pressing curl, age 8 I got a jerry curl, 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. At 15 when it all broke off, 18 when I went all natural. February 2002 I went on and did what I had to do, because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone, I looked in the mirror for the first time I saw that. Curls and waves, bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty, got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say hey, I am not my head, I am not your skin, I am not your expectations, no.
With the wave cap and the cops wanna harass, cause I got waves. Ain't seen nothing like that in all my days. Man, you gotta change all this fearing. Steady judging one another by their appearance. Yes, India, I feel you, girl. Now go ahead, talk to the rest of the world, cause
does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity?
She grown, slow song is on, and sexual, healing, begging, begging. Then she picks me a plate and some sexy lingerie. And all the while I'm thinking, Vicky's secret's already moist, and Marvin did it with his voice. Song is looping, had to get it to her like I didn't have a choice. Now I'm scrambling for my shoes and socks, but I had to stop and give you your props, cause I learned it from you. And it goes like, ow, baby. They pass me the torch. Can I do you proud and hold it down? Of course I can. Yes, I can. Up in the supercuts, get getting a fresh shape up. My barber was messing around and bugging on me, buddy. Didn't know I'm a professional when it comes to playing the dozens. I told him I ain't scared of you, mom. And everything I said up in the hat, I'm rolling just like the homie Bernie did. Had me thinking about what he did. Make us laugh, had to take them back. Gave us new vocabulary, sank it like but dust. Ooh, I'm that baby's pappy. Yeah, that was Bernie.
I don't really know
who had the tightest fro. Either it was him or it was Steve Harvey, true king of comedy. Brush got me spinning, line tight, blend my fade in.
Don't stop, up in the barbershop.
Flat screen got the game on, Xbox, get your game on it.
Don't stop,
hey,
up in the barbershop.
Now her son is turning one, it's time to take a little bit off of the top. So she made an appointment for 5 o'clock, but she got there at 6, you know the door was locked.
This is my dedication.
Every ghetto radio station. Play it, please. Play it. Wave brush got me spinning.
Ooh.
Line tight, blend my fade in.
Yeah, don't stop.
Up in the barbershop. Flat screen got the game on. Xbox, get your game on it.
Don't stop,
hey.
Chicago and them.
One of my favorite singers from Black Streets, Dave Hollister. Track is called Barbershop. I'm going to play another Barbershop track by Murs and Ninth Wonder. Love it.
It's the barbershop, you know the rules. No fighting, no cussing, no cousin, no blooding. Now sit yourself down and act like you got some sense. Now I step through the door in the flyest pair of dunks. Quit lying, you ain't seen these at Foot Locker chump. And I ain't about to argue, shoot game with you punks who don't know Air Jordans from some Reebok pumps. And out of 23, 13 was the hottest. If it's rare and it goes on your foot, then I got it. I'm at undefeated off of Brea playing modest while you running up to eBay to empty out your pockets.
Socket in the mouth if you don't want to get clowned on. Metro acting cats getting frowned on. We sound on. Everything from ball to y'all's women. Ballers up in here and they bragging how they living till they car get pulled. Still at home with they mommy. Changing faces, Bull City, there's where you find me. Getting the lowdown from the nigga internet. You ain't done with my haircut yet, I swear to God. Laughter fade is as tight as we is on the mic. Just got your whip clean and your kicks on tight. About to pull the flyest chick you ever pulled in your life. Then you doing what we doing and you doing it right.
Now if your fade is as tight as we is on the mic. Just got your whip clean and your kicks on tight. About to pull the flyest chick you ever pulled in your life. And you doing what we doing and you doing it right.
Ayo, Merce, it ain't all about a cut to me. Wanna go somewhere, catch some comedy. And get the lowdown on the drama beat. This little dude showing out who his mama be. It's a lot of trash talk, I dress better than him. Look better than him, you ain't got no style. Keep the patrons going wild with my new joints. Caught a glimpse in the mirror, can't keep me on point.
Finally made it to Midtown, walked in the legends out, got one waiting, so I gotta go second. Checking in with Quan, Craig, and Goose. C2 got his son in the shop running loose to set the slang straight. Your girl is your cape, and if she's blowing you out, then you gotta set her straight. Now everybody hate to wait, but it's so much fun. A bunch of dudes chilling, no beef, no guns. Now if your fade is as tight as we is on the mic, just got your whip clean and your kicks on tight. About to pull the flyest chick you ever pulled in your life, and you doing what we doing and you doing it right.
Now if your fade is as tight as we is on the mic, just got your whip clean and your kicks on tight. About to pull the flyest chick you ever pulled in your life, then you doing what we doing and you doing it right.
Now my barber named Lester, he from the N.O. Best fades in L.A. if yo didn't know. Tighter than Jamie in the Kanye video. Still freestyling, getting G's when I rip a show, especially when it's in the scope. You know I'm getting low. Shout out to all my players that be chilling in the mo. Slim, you don't want it with him. Peel your cap back to the fat meat with this pen.
I've been in the chair for a buck and some change. Can't keep taking breaks cause he wanna go eat. Then he start taking breaks cause he wanna go speak. I should've known better, could've went over the tea, but it's all gravy bread. Put the money in his hand right now, got me cut like a new man. Caught up on my jokes, fashion and folks who I ain't seen since the last time we spoke. Now if your fade is as tight as we is on the mic, just got your whip clean and your kicks on tight. About to pull the flyest chick you ever pulled in your life. Then you doing what we doing and you doing it right.
Now if your fade is as tight as we is on the mic, just got your whip clean and your kicks on tight. About to pull the flyest chick you ever pulled in your life. Then you doing what we doing and you doing it right.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Knife, man. Me and Mercy was in the Circuit City the other day, man. And it took me back to the barbershop. Cause I asked your boy, I said, yo, man, it's Chris Bob in here today, man. He working? And you know what this dude told me, man? You know what this dude told me, Knife? He was like, nah, man, to the canvas ain't here today.
Featured.
Chris to the canvas.
Featuring rapper Big Pooh. Barbershop. Love it. Thanks for joining me for today, you guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
First cut.
I got one more song for you, and then I'm out of here. But have a great week. Have a great weekend. Stay blessed. Stay healthy. Stay well. And aloha. I'm going to leave you with this one. It's called Secret Garden. And this is a special dedication to Jeff Money. And the best kept secret right here in Collingswood, New Jersey.
Tell me a secret.
Enjoy this one. I played the remix before, but this is the original right here, featuring Barry White, Quincy Jones, Mr. Ingram, El DeBarge.
Tell me a secret.
I'll be sure. Enjoy.
I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I wanna read your mind, know your deepest feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show
satisfied, baby. Come on, come on. I'll take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your head down. Let me get you in the mood.
Come on, take me.
Take me with you.
I never wanted anyone as much as I